want to also take this opportunity to thank the DOT because they have been partners with us in creating bike paths and doing other connections so that we can get this award. So just wanted you to be aware there is a sign over by the Downtown Transportation Center that talks about being a bike-friendly community, and we will get some more information that will update that through 2018.
All right. Anybody have any comments about bike-friendly? Good job. And the next thing, we've been messing around with this person's hardware for 2 months, I think, now, haven't we?
Almost.
Carrying it in our pockets and everything. So, we have a pretty big crowd here tonight. How many people are with JPD or know somebody in JPD? It's a special time of the year and a special time in our country's history for JPD and for all officers across the nation, not just us. This happens to be a
night that we're going to recognize just one officer out of all of the employees out at JPD. And we'll say a little bit more about that. Mr. Nankervis has a couple of things to say, I think, after we give out this award. But this award came long before the situation we're in with police officers in our nation and in our own community. So it's pretty neat that we have available, and we put in for this award, like I say, a couple months ago, Madam Manager?
Yes.
And guess what I did? Where'd you hide that, Mary?
Mary's.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mary keeps
me on track.
I try.
So I'm going to read this little letter, and this was the letter that staff sent up to put the name of this officer in for this Municipal Employee of the Year nomination. And, of course, it's going to go to Officer Blaine Hatch. Now, Mr. Hatch, you have to come up here and stand with me. Come on up. I know you like this part of this stuff. Your mom said, make sure he gets up here with you.
Thanks, Mom.
So I'm going to read through this thing. Officer Blaine Hatch is the General Police Department's only school resource officer. He single-handedly teaches DARE in 6 middle schools, runs the Junior Police Academy, and responds to police calls in the schools and assists patrol in his spare time. Sounds like Miss Becker when she was a teacher a while back, right? In those 6th graders, you remember?
I had DARE program.
You probably had.
No, she wasn't a DARE teacher then, but he's too young.
Yeah. Officer Hatch does the job of an entire unit that used to be staffed with 3 sworn officers and a sergeant. On May 22, 2014, Officer Hatch responded to a report that a high school student had a handgun in the schools. He successfully and without injury to anyone detained that student and assisted school officials with security decisions. On June 7, 2014, Officer Hatch was working on a patrol team this summer when he responded to a report of a man who was unresponsive on the floor of a downtown bar. Officer Hatch and another officer started CPR, and because of their quick action, the man survived. Officer Hatch assisted with security at the prom celebrations during the spring of 2013. A school employee wrote JPD a thank you letter after seeing him, Officer Hatch, vacuuming the entryway of the venue in his uniform just before the doors opened. He was pitching in personally to make sure the evening was a special success for all of our students. Officer Hatch is consistently lauded as being a friend to young people in Juneau, as well as someone who teaches them responsibility and holds them accountable. Even walking the halls of a Juneau school with Officer Hatch is a humbling experience, as dozens of kids jump up to reach the high five he holds up for them. Officer Hatch is somewhere between a rock star and a substitute parent for so many of Juno's kids. I can think of no other municipal employee that does as much for Juno. And you, therefore, are awarded this Alaska Municipal League, and of course, Municipal League is statewide. This is yours to hang along with all your other stuff, and congratulations. Kind of like a son or a grandson. Good job, Ron.
Is he going to work the line?
He doesn't work the gauntlet.
Okay, yeah, you do. I'm sorry.
You have to start over here.
Oh. Following the rules.
I'd like to disappear.
So,
congratulations.
Okay, since we have so many JPD people here, not only officers, but dispatchers and other friends of JPD, I just wanted to have Jerry say a couple of words from us, the assembly as a whole, saying thank you to you and what you do for us every single day in your careers here in Juneau, little Juneau, Alaska. Jerry, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you all for coming tonight, and thank you for what you do each and every night. I'm intimately familiar with what you do each and every night, and I can appreciate that from an internal perspective. I can also appreciate that from an external perspective, sitting up here. Regarding Blaine, I would just like to say he's not just a good school cop. He's a great cop, not just in the schools, but everywhere, and it's been a pleasure working with him the years that I was. And there's a lot of great cops, and there's a lot of great employees sitting out there tonight. And everybody on this assembly appreciates that. I know there's been stuff in the press lately that has not been favorable towards police officers. I've had this discussion with other assembly members, and I've had this discussion with somebody else that's in the room tonight this week. I am a homer, hands down, even in spite of that. This is the best police department in the state of Alaska. I've said that before, I've said that this week, and I've now just said it again tonight. Hands down, the most professional police department in this state. And that's saying a lot, because there's a lot of good police departments in this state. You have the support of this assembly, and in spite of all this stuff you've seen in the paper, not once has any assembly member to me, publicly or privately, questioned how JPD does business. I think that speaks volumes for the professionalism we have here. And on behalf of the entire assembly, I'd like to thank you for your service and your dedication.
Chief, will you come up first? You have to stand over there, Chief. Anybody else who is a JPD officer or works out at JPD, come up here and stand on it. Rob, you guys want to start? Come over here. We're going to walk them in. Shake their hands.
Yeah.
Anybody who's even a little less related? You're right. You're
right.
You're right. You're
right. You're right. You're right. That's a compliment.
It's okay. We need some extra time. I know. I just feel like... We're going to walk their line.
I could get pictures of the back of your head if you look this way.
We're all going to shake their hands because they all are.
Okay.
All right.
Jerry, are you coming in? Sorry. Hey, who are you?
Yeah, she's
going to
take forever.
Okay, so you're trying to see.
Thank you.
Am I in your way?
No, you weren't.
Anyway, from our hearts, sincerely, we appreciate everything that you guys can get out of here. Good job.
And you don't have to stay. You really can go. We won't be offended.
And if you want, you can escape now.
You can escape. Feel free to stay if you want. But I'm not
going to Christmas
Tom. Yeah, I'm not going to fool around too much.
She just wanted to be taller.
Where'd
everybody go?
Did you miss the work?
They all have. I thought we were going to have lots of people.
So I must have left at the right time.
Exactly. It was strictly a...
Are you still with us, Jesse?
No, that's fine. Party. At least it was at the beginning.
Yes, I am.
They didn't have to stay for the whole thing.
Thank you, Assembly members. That was a little bit of ad hoc stuff at the end, but I think it was needed to help support our troops and our police officers and what they do for us every day. Good job. Okay, we get Jesse back, okay?
I'm online.
Okay. Okay, that'll finish up our special order of businesses. We'll move to approval of minutes. Is there any corrections to the November 10th, 2014 regular assembly meeting 2014-26?
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, go ahead, Jesse.
I have only one substantive item. It's on page 13, almost at the end there, where it lists me as giving the Public Works and Facilities Committee report. That's not me, and I don't chair that committee. So I can be listed as chair of the Lands Committee on the next line down.
Okay. Did you get that, Madam Secretary?
Yep.
Okay. With that correction, are there any other corrections? Any objections to them moving forward, passing? Seeing and hearing none, so ordered. November 24th, 2014, Assembly Retreat. Any add-ons, corrections to that? Seeing none, is there any objections to their being moved forward? Seeing none, so ordered. The December 10th, 2014-28 Assembly Meeting, special. Are there any corrections to that meeting? Is there any objections to them moving forward? Seeing none, so ordered. Manager's request for agenda changes?
Yes, please. I'd like to request that you take item B off the public hearing, ordinance 2014-24X. Please remove that.
Yes.
X. 2014-24X.
X.
Oh, X.
Why isn't our agendas numbered this time? Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Where is X?
Our agendas aren't numbered page-wise this year. This time.
Under public hearing.
Is it not? Is it letter B?
Yes, letter B.
Letter B, correct, under public hearing.
Okay, so that's the only change from the city manager?
Yes, please.
Is there any changes? Oh, man. Did I get ahead of myself? Does anybody in the public request any changes to the consent agenda? Yeah, I saw it. I'm skipping them around. See if you're on top of it. Is there any assembly request for consent agenda changes? Hearing and seeing none. An assembly action, Ms. Becker?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move we adopt the consent agenda and ask for unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? Is there anybody from the public who wishes to speak to us on other matters than what is on, excuse me, on the agenda tonight? Seeing none, we'll move forward to public hearing. We have one item for public hearing. Madam Manager.
Ordinance 2014-24W, an ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $800,000 of the transfer to the Stater Harbor Improvements Capital Project, funding provided by the Harbor's Fund Fund Balance.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Madam Manager.
Yes, this would help fund construction of a two-lane boat launch facility at Stater Harbor. And funding, as identified in the title, would be through the Harbor Fund balance. Public Works and Facilities Committee reviewed this request at its October 27, 2014 meeting and recommended forwarding to the full assembly of approval. And the Docks and Harbors Board reviewed this request at their October 30th, 2014 meeting and recommended forwarding to the full assembly for approval. The reason it's a little delayed in getting here is because we canceled the meeting, and so this was one of those items that was on that meeting. So that's why we've got a slight delay. I recommend this ordinance be adopted.
Thank you, Madam Manager. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to make public testimony on this ordinance? Seeing none, public testimony is closed. Assembly action. Mr. Nan Curvis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of Ordinance 2014-24W, and I would ask for unanimous consent.
Is there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, so ordered. Unfinished business, Madam Manager.
No unfinished business. I have some new business, though.
Okay, well, we'll do new business, and it's up to you.
Okay. We have a late senior citizen property hardship exemption from Alice J. Bennett. She applied for the 2014 senior citizen hardship exemption and completed all the proper paperwork. And she stated that she filed late due to the fact that she was 98 years old and had suffered from a slew of medical issues dating to 2012. And her son was helping her out but overlooked applying for the exemption by the April 30, 2014 deadline. The assessor's office determined that the hardship filer was appropriate and that if the 2014 taxes were paid in full, and Mrs. Bennett's son requested that the refund be applied to a proper utilities account. The total loss of revenue would be $1,745.88, and I recommend the assembly authorize the assessor to accept this application as if filed timely.
Wishes of the assembly or discussion? Ms. Crane?
I move that the assembly accept the late filing for Alice J. Bennett.
Is there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. The next one, Madam Manager?
Yes, from Sophie Frank, and she also applied late for the 2014 senior citizen hardship exemption. She followed the appropriate applications, and the appeal was received by the assessor's office on July 30, 2014. The loss of revenue would be $1,667.35. The assessor's office determined that the filer had the income ratio that would have qualified her for the exemption if it had been filed in a timely manner. The 2014 taxes were paid in full, and she stated that she filed late due to medical issues. I recommend the assembly authorize the assessor to accept the application as if filed timely.
Thank you. Any discussions? Wishes of the assembly? Madam Crane.
I move that the assembly accept the late filing by Sophie Frank and accept the application as if filed timely.
Are there any objections? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered. Move forward to the Porcupine Lodge 1% for Art proposal. Madam Manager?
Yes. In your packet, you will see the proposals for the 1% for Art for the Eagle Crest Learning Center, now called the Porcupine Lodge. The budget for the 1% for Art was $25,000. There's two art proposals that the committee are recommending the assembly approve. One is Tony Harbinock who created an aerial view of Eagle Crest snowboard murals along with snowboard signs. And then the other is from Mary Williams, who created 5 snowflakes made from painted and textured old wood skis ranging in size from 33 by 33 to 50 inches by 50 inches in a variety of colors. Installation of both pieces, if approved by the Assembly, will occur in early spring. The committee believes the artists have done an excellent job proposing art that will be durable and require minimal maintenance long-term. In accordance with CBJ 6265, all 1% for art selections are subject to final approval by the Assembly. I recommend approval of the 1% art proposals for the Porcupine Lodge.
Thank you, Madam Manager. I just hope that the old wood skis are not made out of oak or mahogany.
Well, if they're old, they might be.
Wishes of the Assembly. Ms. Gray.
I move that the Assembly accept the 1% for art selections for the Porcupine Lodge as presented.
Is there any objections? So ordered. Thank you very much. Staff reports?
None, thank you.
Ms. Becker, you had something, a special deal here for us?
Would you like that now?
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's been a tradition, at least for a couple of inaugurations, that the Assembly has supported the inauguration ball as a way of welcoming a new governor and lieutenant governor. And I will move that we allocate $5,000 from the hosting account to support the inaugural ball. And we have the money in the account, and we've done it. We did it the last time. I think it's appropriate.
Thank you.
So I move that.
Thank you, Ms. Becker. And again, for city staff, if you'll, I know we cut our budget quite a bit last year go around, and so there's enough money, as Ms. Becker said.
There is.
In that line item for that right now, okay? Because it doesn't come free. It comes out of our budgets,
yeah,
the assemblies. So, is there any objections to Ms. Becker's motion? Hearing, seeing none, so ordered.
Thank you.
And we'll move on to committee reports. Ms. Becker, Committee of the Whole.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Committee of the Whole met on the 8th of December. We heard another update about the transit plan. We had a report because Mr. Grant was not able to be here, but we heard a report about the Alaska small business, and there were 4 Juneau startups that were supported by that program. And we also heard about the Gastineau apartment, the update on the Gastineau apartment. And do you want the tax exemption?
Sure.
You know? Okay. The tax exemption committee, we actually are at a point of taking a package to the public, and that will be on January 8th. And after that, if we do not, the committee doesn't decide that there's anything that we have to meet again to discuss, we will be sending that package to the Finance Committee. And basically, we've had quite a few meetings. And since Mr. Bartholomew's in the back, he will probably be able to make sure I do this right. We have what we are taking to the public at this point. We are not recommending removing the lobby exemption. We're not recommending removing the out-of-borough exemption. We have no opinion on the rebate program. We are recommending a cap to $14,000. We are recommending a deletion of the senior out-of-borough exemption. We are recommending senior exemptions on food, fuel, and electricity for all, and then establishing an income base for seniors at 250% of poverty for continuing with all the exemptions that are currently in effect. And that's my report.
All right. Any questions for Ms. Becker? The Tax Exemption Committee is coming to a head here real soon, and we're moving it on to the Assembly Finance, and then to, I don't know whether it'll have to go to COW or not after that, but then it will come at least to the Assembly with decision points. And I would just like to say that the committee has worked hard. They've come up with these set of recommendations. It does not mean that we won't go back as a whole, committee as a whole, and look at these other recommendations also. So it's all basically on the table when it comes to these tax exemptions. Mr. Nankervis, here.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I had a question for Ms. Becker. We have another public hearing set up. Do you remember that date? I do not. Off the top of my head, I thought you were going to say that.
The 8th of January.
At what time?
5.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for asking the time. It is the 8th of January. Didn't I not say
January? Is that a committee meeting?
It's yes, it's a
public
committee
hearing with the committee.
Hearing.
The committee and the and a committee. Public hearing with the committee. And everyone, of course, is invited to that. Yes.
5:30? Did you say?
5.
January 8th?
I think we opted for 5:30 just to give the public a little bit easier time to come here.
We did say 5:30 on this one.
5:30.
5:30.
You said the 8th.
Okay. Any other questions for Ms. Becker? Go ahead.
Just a comment in that, well, we have a package that we are going to be soliciting public comments on. The public certainly can comment on other aspects of our sales tax. Correct? I mean, that's how we're setting it up?
Of the senior tax.
Of the senior set, yeah, of the senior.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Not property tax. We're not doing property tax here. Mm-hmm.
Of the sales tax is what I'm trying to get at.
I know,
not just
I know.
Seniors, just, but the public can comment on all the other aspects of the sales tax that we were looking at, but we're specifically hoping to get some feedback on the package that Ms. Becker outlined.
Yes.
Okay.
For the Sechewski?
No, I was clarified by that question.
Okay.
I'm good.
Anything else? Ms. Green, Finance?
Yes, Finance Committee met last Wednesday, the 16th. We received information from the city manager on planned budget reductions and efficiencies for FY16. We pared down the capital projects list to be submitted to the state, and our next meeting is on January the 21st.
Thank you. Mr. Keel?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Lands Committee next meets at 5 p.m. on the 29th. We referred a couple of ordinances or an ordinance and a moratorium here this evening on the consent agenda, so should be fun.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's see. Who are we at? Mr. Nankervis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Public Works and Facilities Committee met on December 8th. We spoke about a number of things, that some of which you saw here tonight. They also moved forward a transfer request for Jackson Street improvements in the Blueberry Hills subdivision. We moved a transfer request for the downtown parking management contract. We heard information on the recycling baler request, which was on the agenda tonight. We also discussed underground utilities option. This was an information item that was brought up by the assembly as part of a package on ways to look at possibly reducing development of subdivisions and getting them out there. And in a nutshell, the option of moving to above ground utilities versus underground utilities was a wash. There were pros and cons, and that probably nothing will move from the way it is right now. And our next meeting is scheduled for December 29th at noon here in the chambers. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Nankervis. And will you start off with liaison reports?
May I make one comment?
You're going to add? Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I neglected to say that our next committee of the whole meeting will be January 29, and then we are tentatively planning a early January committee of the whole kind of a special, the 5th? The 5th. January 5th, a committee of the whole specifically to talk about the economic plan and not have it with anything else, that we can just focus on that. We will be getting that economic plan on the 24th.
Yes.
And we figured we didn't need to read it maybe on Christmas Day, so we thought we'd put that off until January. Okay. Thank you.
Ms. Becker wants to put it off to January. I wish that you all will open up your draft economic development plan.
I don't mean
plan.
To not read it. I mean just not that's have okay. a meeting until January.
It's okay. And so that's one of the assignments for you over the holidays, since we're not going to have any meetings. is to try to read that economic development plan and get the 8 initiatives out and go through the objectives on them. Read your OCBE plan that's out there. Read your NOAA plan that's out there. Read your Treadwell report that's out there. Am I missing one?
I think you got them all.
And did I say NOAA? Anyway, those are all online for you to be able to access right now and read and get ahead of the game, because January is going to be very busy trying to accomplish this stuff. And in fact, we're going to go into February, but that's okay. That's the way it goes. But there's lots of information there, and I would hope that each one of you would have a chance to go through those things before we get to them, even though they're draft.
I just want to clarify that there is a COW meeting a week from tonight, the 29th, and the 5th. So we're back-to-back COW. So next week we have 3 items on, maybe 4, and then we also will have that special meeting on the 5th just on the economic development plan.
Mr. Mayor, I was just wondering, or maybe it's to Ms. Becker, one of the committee of the whole meetings, is the NOAA fisheries report going to be coming to the committee of the whole?
Mm-hmm. In January.
So January. On the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
Later in January.
Later in January.
Yes,
okay.
5:30.
6. Because there's a 5
land
meeting.
Is at 5.
At 5.
Yeah.
Ms. Gladys Jeffy, did you have your hand up too?
No, I'm, yep. Okay, thank you.
So just be prepared for every single night in January. So
try to get them all on my thing.
I know. I just wanted you all to be prepared, and there's lots of things happening. Mr. Nick Irvis, liaison report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. For Eagle Crest, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Yeah.
That's the message they wanted me to get out there. And hopefully the right people are listening to that. During their last meeting, which was Thursday the 4th, December 6th, they had their opening this year. They still want more snow because they are finding out just how little snow they can operate with right now. And they're hoping not to have to close, and last I heard they had not. They have a Porcupine Lodge completion date of sometime in January. I don't have the exact date nailed down as of the last meeting, but they are hoping to have the new lodge completed sometime in January. As we saw, their budget request, their CIP requests were reduced to $50,000 this year. They discussed the pros and cons of lowering that number in light of the pending budget shortfall, and they opted to lower what they're asking for by $50,000. Next meeting is scheduled for January 8th at 6:15 p.m. The Docks and Harbor Board, they had their stuff on the agenda tonight, one of which disappeared off the agenda, but they had several items on the agenda tonight. Things are moving along well. Their next meeting is scheduled for January 6th at 5 p.m. here in the chambers, and that is a meeting to review dock fees. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nan Curvis. Ms. Kroll?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Juneau Commission on Sustainability met on December 17th. They went over the presentation that the Green Team had made to the department staff on the Climate Action Plan, talked a little bit about the OCBE plan and interacting with that, and then they also indicate they want to start working with the Building Code Committee to integrate energy codes into the next update of the building codes. But they're going to coordinate that pretty closely with Mr. Charlie Ford, and they're getting some reviews of what has transpired in some of the other Alaska cities, Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Ketchikan, in their building codes. So that's going to be a long-term kind of project, I expect. The Affordable Housing Commission also met, and I had a last-minute family complication and was unable to make the meeting. And I was trying to get some reports on what transpired, and due to the holiday travel, I don't have anything to report on that, and I will be glad to give a more thorough report at the next meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Hall. And you remind me, the last assignment that I forgot was the Auk Bay plan is out there ready for you to read also. So.
Yeah, we have
on
that.
The list.
We have.
Well, I know. It's out there for you to read. Okay.
That was on your list, yeah.
Oh, well.
I wrote them down.
Ms. Gladyszewski.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Parks and Rec Advisory Committee met on December 2nd, and they had some reports about the Treadwell Ice Arena and also about the pools from the managers of those facilities. And also they heard from the Juneau Douglas Motocross Association a preliminary proposal for OHV use at the park above the ball fields at Lena. And so that's very preliminary. They just sort of sketched out what motocross is and what kind of uses it might be, and that will have to go through a whole lot more process. But that was the beginning of talking about that. The LEPC met on the 10th, and the PRAC meets next on January 6th. LAPC met on the 10th, talked about a number of things. Among them, they're working on their every other year preparedness expo and starting to work that out. That'll be in the fall here at Centennial Hall. And they next meet at noon on January 14th. And they're meeting in a different place. They had been meeting in the Bartlett conference room, but for the next few months, they'll be meeting in the CCFR training room downtown.
Thank you. Ms. Crane?
The hospital board has hired a new chief financial officer, Alan Ulrich, and they have also hired a comptroller, Karen Togg, from Juneau. So their top management positions are now full for the first time in quite some time. They've had no success in hiring a pediatrician or a psychiatrist, but efforts are ongoing in that area. The board reviewed at the last meeting training opportunities specifically for the board, and they developed a letter of support for Housing First, which I think we have all received.
Thank you. Mr. Keel?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The school board met on the 16th. They heard reports from students about the AVID program and some of the middle school anti-bullying work that is being done. The board also heard a very, very lengthy report on student performance data and where good progress is being made, where there are more opportunities for improvement. And they approved an application to have the Montessori Borealis program become a full alternative school, and to add a children's program for that would not be state and city funded, but would charge tuition. And the board gave their management direction to work closely with the existing private nonprofit Montessori program when setting tuition and hours, so that the public program would not disadvantage the nonprofit one. So that approval did go through. The University of Alaska Southeast Campus Council also met a couple weeks ago and heard extensive presentations on some of the programs focused on Alaska Native students and Alaska Native scholarship. The extremely successful PETUS program, which stands for Preparing Indigenous Teachers and Administrators for Alaska Schools, continues to really set an example for the entire state, and in fact that model is being expanded to other University of Alaska campuses. We also heard from some of the Alaska Native language and culture professors, and about some of the programs in the Native Cultural Center, which is student-oriented. The university, of course, has recently finished finals week out there, and so students are getting a little well-earned time off while the administration continues to work with statewide to figure out how they plan to cope with the upcoming budget reductions. So we'll all stay tuned for that. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Keel. Ms. White?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Last week I attended the annual meeting of the Juneau Convention and Visitors Bureau, and they had their elections for their new officers. We did a wrap-up on 2014 and presented a list of the conventions and meetings that they're working on for 2015 and 16. They've revamped their website, and they're working on some incentive programs to get people to try to get their groups to come to Juneau. They have their retreat in January. But their big news was the new Juneau, Alaska travel guide. This has got completely different pictures and stories. You know, it's been kind of stale the last few years, and they've completely revamped it. I'm still reading it. And then with the airport, unfortunately, their meetings seem to always land during finance committee, so I'm still trying to get up to speed there. However, I have done my tour of the airport, so I'm trying to get up to speed on that one.
All right. Thank you, Ms. White. Ms. Becker?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Alaska Committee is continuing to work on the legislative reception, which will be January 22nd, and will be a kind of a building Alaska theme, like construction and building Alaska theme. And it's really going to be good. We've got a really good menu, and that's what's important, really. On December 10th to the 14th, I went to Washington, D.C., and attended a Family, Youth, and Education Summit of the National League of Cities. Our after-school program for the two middle schools, BAM, was chosen as one of the 17 nationwide after-school programs. So it was really quite an honor, actually, to be asked to go, to have Juneau be asked to go. And so I went. Two of us went. We talked about after-school programs. We were one of the two smallest of the groups. There were many large cities and medium-sized cities larger than ours that were represented. There were fantastic programs being offered, and in many cases, a lot of money being used, too. And they were, I think, pretty impressed with what all we can do with a pretty limited budget. We're about $100,000, and we have quite a few programs at both of those two schools. A lot of volunteers. The kids get to pick what they want to do, and if it works out, they have that program. So I think it was real. They were pretty impressed, and I was too, just to tell them about it. So that was a very nice thing to do, and came home with some ideas that we'll try to incorporate into our program. So, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Becker. Presiding officer reports. I know we have one down at the far end there, Mr. Mankers.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Nothing to report other than we are on time and on schedule, and we have just started down those tracks.
Okay. Do we have another one? We don't have any other.
There are two pending appeals. One is before a hearing officer but has been stayed while the parties are working out a resolution, and Mr. Nankervis has the other.
Okay. I was going to ask something here. We'll move forward to assembly comments and questions. And I just wanted to take a second here and just say thanks to our staff. This is a pretty simple meeting agenda and meeting information that we have packet in front of us. If you stop and think back through 2014, all the paperwork that has been given us and produced for us to try to help us make our decisions better and easier. It's a stack like this. And that has to come from somebody doing all that work, and it takes probably about a month, in fact, even longer, once you put a committee in line with a topic, and then that gets to 3 weeks ahead of the game to the agenda-making part of all this. So, City Manager, I just, from my perspective, and I think from the rest of the Assembly's perspective, we just want to say thank you to you and your staff for seeming to always be there. I always forget things, but you guys seem to not forget very much and have us ready to go. Thank you very much.
And I want to make sure that I recognize that it's a team, a lot of people in law, a lot of directors, so it's CBJ as a whole that make it happen. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. All right, Ms. Becker.
Just some things that have been going on in my life since we last met. The mayor and I handed out certificates of achievement to Santa Kahini Middle School students. It was fun. They did an around-the-world food theme, and really excellent. We have a future of cooks in our community. I, with other people, poured punch at the governor's open house, the governor, lieutenant governor open house for the holiday. That was fun. Got to see a lot of people. Beautifully decorated. It's great. I went to a suicide prevention workshop at the high school, JDHS, sponsored by Rotary. It was a expert in the field. A lot of young people at that program. I think that there was some credit involved in it, but still they had good information and were very, very responsive participants in that meeting. And that there was a lot of good information, and I was glad to kind of have a refresher course. That was very good, and congratulations to the Rotary Clubs for putting on something like that. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Ms. White?
Okay, as Rotary Club member, you're welcome.
I'm one too.
I'm teasing. Okay, so I already told you I did the airport tour and got around a little bit there. I also took an afternoon and spent some time over at JPD, but I'm going to be doing my ride-along after the holidays. So that's all I have.
All right. Mr. Keel? Mr. Keel, are you still with us?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Sorry, that mute button gets away from me.
Go ahead. I understand.
I want to echo what Ms. Becker said. The new administration, both the swearing-in and the governor's holiday open house, were heavily staffed by Juno volunteers who stepped up in a very quick transition period, a very short time between certifying an election and having those large community events, and a huge number of Juno volunteers jumped in and did the Capital City proud in welcoming the change of administrations and serving our state. So those were both excellent events with a lot of Juno folks of all stripes. I also had the honor of speaking to the some of the Student Achievement Award recipients at Thunder Mountain High School. And that's a remarkable thing that the teachers and the school staff put on. They take an extra effort to recognize students who have made an extra effort, some of whom are high flyers who get a lot of awards, and some of whom don't generally get awards but have really put in what it takes and gone above and beyond just the ordinary call. And the staff does a great thing in recognizing them. And so it was a real honor to speak to those students and congratulate them. And then, obviously, I am traveling. I'm seeing family. And so I don't get to see all of you face-to-face, but I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and a Happy Hanukkah as we light the seventh candle tonight.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Keel. I appreciate it. Let's see. Where are we at? Ms. Crane.
Like Mr. Keel, I just want to wish everyone here and our listeners Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Hope they're good. And also, I wanted to thank Ms. Troll for her article in the newspaper on Sunday talking about Juno volunteers and what a wonderful community Juno is. I think it was a great article and a good subject. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you, Mr. Mayor. I'll add my greetings to everyone. Happy Christmas, Happy New Year. I'll just piggyback on something people have said about the swearing in. I don't know if it's been acknowledged on the radio, or the Parks and Rec Centennial Hall staff who worked all night to break down the public market and get it ready for the ceremony. I really appreciate that.
And Peter Metcalf.
Yeah, went above and beyond. So thanks to them. Thank you.
Stroll?
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, I don't know if I should have done this on the liaison. I forgot to talk about the Tongass Advisory Committee. Their next meeting is coming up here in Juneau, starts Wednesday, January 14th, and in between the meetings, there's all these other committees, and I have been active in getting back up to speed since I missed the meeting in Sitka due to the Municipal League. So I've been on several teleconference calls, and the good part is things are really pulling together, and this January meeting is going to be the more important one, I think, where the committee really is going to have to start to refine their recommendation. So, and I've been in discussions with JEDC to help host a reception for the Tonics Advisory Committee on Tuesday, January 13th. So as we learn more details about that, and if other assembly members can come out for that evening, it would be a good thing to do. The other item, the other thing I wanted to comment on was thanking Ms. Mead for how she dealt with the timing on the ordinance dealing with the moratorium on the marijuana issue and all that. I really applaud staff looking out for our interest here and making sure that we can deal with this in a very orderly manner. And your timing and your deadlines, I thought, were just spot on. So appreciate that. And would like to say Merry Christmas to everybody and Happy Holidays. And I guess we're going to have a short break and really be at it hard and heavy in January, sounds like, Mr. Mayor.
And the 29th.
And the 29th, yes, okay. Well, we don't even...
that's next Monday. Monday.
You have a whole week break.
We have a whole week break. Happy holidays.
Mr. Nankervis, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I also neglected to mention a couple of things. The next Eagle Crest board meeting is January 8th at 6:15, room 224 upstairs, and the Public Works next meeting, if I think I neglected to mention that, maybe, 12:29 at noon. Everybody hit up a lot of this stuff that I was going to talk to. So in addition to that, what I would say, though, is, Jesse, have a happy Hanukkah, and everybody else, have a Merry Christmas. Spend some time with somebody you love. Spend some time with family. Spend some time with friends, and maybe you can spend time with all three of them. At the same time, even. But do that, and enjoy the holidays, all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nankervis. Anything else from the staff side? All right.
Thank you.
Are we done? I think you were the last one, Jerry. Oh, assembly comments or questions? Continuation of public participation on non-agenda items. Anybody from the public wish to speak to us? Public comment is closed. No executive session. And we're adjourned.